Running a pet business is no walk in the park. I've been there, done that, and sure have the campfire stories to prove it. That's why Pet Boss Nation created Camp Pet Boss, where you can relax at a beautiful lake, refuel your leadership confidence with our in-person activities, and reignite your passion for the pet business of your dreams with your pet industry peers and trusted experts. Camp Pet Boss is a one-of-a-kind business retreat that mixes conference learning sessions and camp-like activities for pet professionals and their dogs. When was the last time that you got away from your business, unplugged from the chaos, and reconnected with your inner entrepreneurial spirit? And I hope that you heard me, that your furry best friend could be there too. Get ready for the most amazing and unique in-person adventure for pet business owners and their dogs, happening this summer in Lake Delton, Wisconsin, August 27th through the 30th of 2024. Tickets will sell out, and one building is already booked solid. So I want you to hit pause on this podcast and visit camppetboss.com right now to make sure that you have a room reserved. Your ticket price includes all food, lodging, and seminars. Need another reason to secure your ticket early? How about a massive discount of savings of $850 off your ticket? That's right, early bird pricing is happening right now, but not for much longer. And I can't wait to hang out with you at camp this summer and share all those juicy Pet Boss stories around the campfire. This is my birthday episode. Yes, I'm turning 45 on March 26th, and I can't actually believe it. Do you remember that time where, like, in your life, you were like, gosh, 45 or 50 seems so old? Not that I won't ever be that old, but gosh, that seemed like a lifetime away. And now I can't believe I'm only 5 years away from 50. And maybe at that half point in my life, I mean, who knows? I guess probably past the half point. And then we think about how quickly time goes by. But really, when you look back, you're like, oh my gosh, I've done a lot. That was a long journey. But now as you get older, it just feels like, gosh, time goes so much faster, right? Thinking about the last 5 years or even 10 years, that feels like it went by fast. But if I think 15 or 20 years ago or even farther, I mean, that does feel like a whole lifetime ago. And now, having been in the pet industry for so long and launched so many different businesses and seeing success and working with a lot of different pet business owners, I just feel like now I've been in the industry forever as well and have no idea how much longer I'll be in it, hopefully for a long, long time to come. Today's episode is a little bit about just like birthday celebrations and some of my favorite stories of different things that have happened in Pet Boss Nation. But I also just want to talk about like why it takes so long. Like, why does it feel like reaching your business's goals and results that you want is not happening fast enough? So I'll dive into that in today's episode. Expect a lot of great stories and understand the successes that you should be celebrating along the way, all those little successes, because they can build up to great things. You know, as a mentor, I help guide pet business owners through this journey of entrepreneurship and growth and personal development. And I just love sharing my experiences and my clients' experiences with you to provide some sort of roadmap for you. So let's dive in and we can eat some birthday cake after. Welcome to the Boss Your Business Podcast, the show for the local pet business owner. If you have a physical building, carry inventory, have a team, or dream of having one someday, then this podcast is for you. You'll hear honest conversations from pet pros working the streets of Main Street, where dog business is big business. I'm your show host, Candace Daniolo, the founder of Pet Boss Nation and a pet business coach. I've started, scaled, and sold 3 successful pet businesses and now help mentor thousands of pet professionals to see success faster together. I'm sharing my favorite business tips with you, mixed with the latest secrets of what's working now, especially in this challenging world. So, if you're a pet supply store, grooming salon, dog daycare, boarding facility, pet sitter, dog trainer, or really anyone covered in fur, let's get started. I think you probably listen to this podcast because you like to gain insights and inspiration and some practical advice from myself and people who have navigated this pet business thing successfully, you know, navigating the challenges of building a pet business and still balancing a personal life. Because I know that we all struggle with this stuff. I think that there's a connection and a lot of realizations when we can hear what others have gone through, because maybe we see ourselves in them. And we also are given some hope for what's possible and what we can all achieve, because each one of us can do amazing, great things. So the reason that achieving our goals feels like it's taking forever is because we are deep in it, right? We're so in the trenches of the business at most stages, right? We are wearing a lot of hats. We're helping customers. We're building our systems and processes. We're putting out fires. We're trying to train team and add team. And we're very unsure about things and we have to make too many decisions. And so like we are in the thick of that quicksand and it can feel like we're there for a very long time and like we're not getting any time away to actually finish a project or make traction on anything. Does this sound familiar? Yeah. Well, I go through the same stuff too, but having it be my birthday and like looking back and thinking about all the things that I've accomplished and all the things that we've accomplished in Pet Boss Nation, I am just really, really so proud. But it didn't happen overnight. And most success stories that you see didn't happen overnight. A story just came out that Mella Pet Care was on Shark Tank and won a deal with Mark Cuban. Now you might be like, oh my gosh, they had that success. And now, wow, what's going to happen to them? But I actually remember when one of the owners, Ben, reached out to us almost 6 years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, wanting us to see if the product could get in front of like our audience. So I was really proud to see that Mella Pet Care was able to keep pushing towards their goals and staying in business and trying, seeing that vision and building their brand and then going on that show and winning over investors. And now who knows what kind of successes they're going to see. But that did not happen overnight. I'm really proud of them, but it was so fun to go, oh my gosh, I remember talking to Ben on a Zoom or a phone call. And I searched my email to see how long ago that was. Many different businesses. Maybe you don't have the Shark Tank story, but you have the story of putting in the blood, sweat, and tears of all those years. And then all those little actions, all the little habits, all the little wins, all the little successes, they add up and they add up and they add up. And when you can overcome challenges and make some great decisions, or at least learn from your bad decisions to keep pushing forward, good things can happen. And they do happen. And I've seen it inside our Pet Boss Club membership. I remember when we started working with the Green Spot one-on-one, they had already hit 7 figures. They were doing great things in their business. But then while working with the Pet Boss Club and working one-on-one with me and some other recommended resources that we had, they now do multiple millions and they've expanded almost double in their square footage and they've hired more team and they have improved efficiencies. It's amazing what's happened, which then means you can invest in other opportunities. You can take time off. You can bond with the people that you really love. Okay. Cause you're building a business that can support the lifestyle that you want. So that's a win. And then more recently, while I didn't visit this Pet Boss Club members location, Jen Skomsky of Central Bark in Broadview Heights in Ohio just had some serious successes by taking the things that she's learning in the Pet Boss Club, applying them to her business. She actually just won, let's see, 5 awards. Her and her team won 5 awards at their franchise awards ceremony because of exceptional growth in each category. They've grown over 25% in their business, which was over $200,000 in growth. That's amazing. But guess what? It didn't happen overnight. She says, I've been super quiet, just implementing all the things that I've learned to help our grow our business over this last year. So decisions that she made a year ago compound and are going towards her success. And actually the same thing with Green Spot. I didn't even mention that. Yeah, I'm so proud of the transformation they've had, but that didn't happen overnight. It took years. And it's taken years inside Pet Boss Nation to get where we are. Okay. Now we serve hundreds of pet professionals inside the Pet Boss Club. We have almost 30 mastermind members. I speak at the trade shows. I write in trade publications. We have a high-rated and high reviewed podcast that you're listening to. And these things took time. It's a journey. And in that process at Pep Boss Nation, we've been able to really identify the four different stages. And you've probably heard me talk about these before, but I want to talk about them in more in depth with you here and share some of the things that I went through in Pep Boss Nation and share some stories that can relate to you to really help you understand this journey. And then before you know it, you will be reaching your pet business goal dreams. And actually, when you do the work, you might even end up experiencing a business that was out of your dreams, like out of this world, that were more exciting and bigger than you could ever have even imagined, because you started stepping up for opportunities, pushing past any fears, making better decisions. When you really start, I think, living and breathing, if not you, then who? And if not now, then when? It is so exciting to see what can happen for you and your business and your team and your vendors, your community, and even more, your family. It goes on and on. My birthday wish for you when I go blow out all those candles, all 45, is that you truly believe that to your core. If not you, then who? So let's go do it. And if not now, then when? Stop waiting. Okay? Go take action on what it is you need to change and want to change in your life and in your business. Okay, so you're going to hear now the Pep Boss journey. These are four stages that I've identified along the entrepreneurship journey inside the pet industry. And we all experience these stages. I have experienced every single one of them through my other pet businesses. And now we are at the third stage here in Pep Boss Nation. But stage one is the lone wolf stage. And this lone wolf stage can last a really long time. And this is where the mentality of hustle seems to be the loudest and the strongest. And actually, I think one of the most important pieces. Now, I know like hustle culture is toxic, and I'm not saying that I want you to hustle all the time. That's not it. I just want you to understand that you are wearing so many hats at this lone wolf stage. And the grind is real, and you know that. But the hustling piece is that you're looking for opportunities. You're finding opportunities. You're going after working on revenue generating activities and not so stuck in the day to day. Okay. Now, so this lone wolf stage, this is where every business owner, they're just getting started. But like I said, you can stay here a long time. You're hungry for more. You really are. You really talk about wanting to grow your business. And this is where I want to say, like, the hustlers, the grinders can move past into that next stage because they have figured out how to work on those revenue generating activities that can produce more money for them, that allow them to start to hire more people and no longer be the lone wolf, right? And you can even be a lone wolf, even if you've got some contractors or maybe even other business partners. But really in this stage, you're hungry for more. You're just so unsure about how you are going to get it, okay? You're operating alone or maybe have a very small team. You are often the only person who does everything. And there's a chance in this stage that you're in survival mode, which I don't want to say it sucks, but yeah, it's hard, right? Cash flow can be really tight. You're wondering how you're going to raise capital or find customers when you're working a lot and you're not making very much money. Okay. So we have all been here. Every business, I feel like, starts here. And some of us end up here multiple times. Okay. Because we might grow to the next stage and then things fall apart and we have to go back to the drawing board and figure things out again, because we're always learning as entrepreneurs, aren't we? So in this stage, if you are here, all right, I know that you probably want more about how to do the things that you need to do, right? That's always a big question when we meet entrepreneurs in this stage, is that they want to know how to do something. But I also know that you need to build some more confidence and some of these skills, right? You need to upskill in certain areas. You probably are wanting more profit to pay yourself or really pay yourself anything. You're wanting more customers. You might feel even lonely or isolated. And like I said, you need access to capital. So how do you get all these things? How do you find it? I know that in my journey in Pet Boss Nation, when we were at the lone wolf stage, I, you know, would pull together all the presentation, all the slides. I did all my social media. I was customer service. I was in charge of declined credit cards and following up on that. I was in charge of the general email inbox. I had to Think about every aspect, basically every aspect of Pep Boss Nation. That was all me. As the business grew, I just was running out of hours in the day. And that's when I knew it was time to invest money in the company and invest in hiring more team. Now, if you're at a point where you're ready to invest in your team, definitely you want to make sure that you have enough money saved up for that. Maybe 3 to 6 months, potentially, if you could have, if you can afford to do that, would be fantastic. But also you really want to make sure that your first hire also can assist with revenue generating activities so that they can basically pay for themselves. Okay. So that might be a salesperson or somebody who can support you in growing your sales. Because when it's just you, you really don't have a lot of personal time, right? Your business is constantly interrupting anything that you're wanting to do with your family, or even whether that's on the weekends or at nights or sometimes holidays. And unless you're really good about putting boundaries in place between you and your clients, then I'm sure you're feeling pretty stretched thin at this lone wolf stage. So in the early years of Pep Boss Nation, as a content creator, I just think about all the nights that I stayed up either all night long, sometimes multiple all-nighters in 1 week, just to make things happen by the deadlines that I had set for myself, or having to stand in a trade show booth for hours on end by yourself without getting a lot of breaks, setting it up, tearing it down. And it's exhausting. And so now I think of those still as like favorite memories. I've enjoyed all those moments actually, because I knew that what I was doing was helping so many pet professionals, and was information that they didn't have access to, and giving hope and transformation for so many different people, that it was worth it. Like, I was willing to make that sacrifice in my own life to help our clients and serve our clients. But that's not sustainable. That is just not sustainable in anyone's life. And so now I can look back, because I don't have any more. Now my sleepless nights are because of my baby, not because of my business. My business is no longer my baby. Right now it's a teenager. But the point here is that it's important, even if you are in farther stages along in your business, to take a minute and think back, go back to the early days. What was it like? What have you learned along the way? Where are you proud of the survival mode and the hustle that you put in those early stages? Like, where did it get you? And how would life have been so different if you hadn't have done that? In these early stages, I also worked a lot on our branding. Initially, my business coaching was under my company's name. It was called Dogaholics, was my pet business. And Dogaholics was also going to be my business name. And so it was Dogaholics for pet parents and petpreneurs. And then I realized that just caused a lot of confusion. I then changed to Pet Boss Nation, and we started bringing the term Pet Boss to the industry. It's now trademarked, and we own that name for the purposes of talking about pet professionals. But it was more like I had the name down. I had our logo down. We even had the colors figured out. But what we needed to do was really expand the brand. Okay. So we had the name shift, and then we had to develop some assets, but it was like still pretty early on in our brand development. I was investing in growing the company through doing trade shows and meeting customers, going to networking events within the industry, and traveling to trade shows to be with where clients were. It's where I've met many of you at those events. And then just reinvesting constantly back into the business. And at the time I was I took my pay from my pet business, Dogaholics. So then we moved into the phase number two, which is the pup stage. Okay. Stage two, the pup. In this stage, an entrepreneur, a petpreneur is ready to play, right? They are now learning the rules of the game. They're learning their pet business rules. They're implementing. They are getting their paws dirty and learning new things every day, just like a true pup. You might be winging it still a little bit, a little smoke and mirrors, and you're mostly executing everything in the moment, okay? Even though you have hired help, the workload is still mostly on you, mainly because you haven't put in some proper processes yet and training for your team in place so that they know what's expected of them and they know what to do. And so at this stage, again, a lot of us have been here. If we're able to move out of the lone wolf, then all of us have been here. And at this stage, we're looking for some shortcuts to fix our problems because we just don't have time. And it's not that we're not willing to do the work, but I think that a lot of times at this stage, because we're still growing and learning about business, like, we don't really realize how much work actually has to happen and how long it's going to take, Right. I feel like I meet people here who hire people, but they don't have job descriptions or they don't have employee handbooks. And then you're like, you hire people and now there's chaos and people are unsure what to do or what's expected of them. And they don't know your rules or your policies because you don't know your rules or your policies. But you know that making stuff like that is going to take a lot of time. Inside the Pet Boss Club, we have resources to support you to make it super easy. And then, of course, with tools like ChatGPT, it makes it easy too. But we, at least in our programs, you also have the experience of getting mentored by people who've been there and done that and can support you in making the right decisions as you build those out. Things are crazy at this stage, and we just don't really realize how chaotic they are until we stay in this stage for too long. So I said I meet lone wolves that have been in that stage for too long. Same thing happens with the pup. I've met people who have stayed at this stage for 7 years, 10 years, even longer. Okay. In this stage, we're yearning to pay ourselves more. We still need help with some cash flow. We might have cash, but we're definitely paying ourselves and we're getting out of debt. We're doing things good, but we need more positive cash flow. And we're looking for a better team, right? We really want employees who we can trust and who we know are doing the job right and that will allow us to actually take some time away. So things still feel very wobbly at this stage. Is this you? I've been there multiple times. Like I said, you can flow through this journey back and forth, up and down, around and around. When it came to Pet Boss Nation, let's see, at this stage, we started really playing around with our tech, right? I started adding to the team. But I was hiring people who were very skilled, but they weren't necessarily the right person for the position that I needed to fill. I was finding people in my life who I knew needed work, and I wanted to help them. And I knew that they were very smart and brilliant and skilled. And so I started creating kind of jobs for them that fit their skill set. Instead of looking at what my company actually needed at the time and finding people who had the skills and the behaviors to fulfill the needs of the business. And I'm sharing this because, or I should say I'm admitting this, because I have a feeling that you have done this before too. Because I have also done this inside Dogaholics, my other business. And I've helped our clients really understand that they've hit a point sometimes where they're looking at making their schedules and or they're looking at who's on their team and how they hired them. And it happens when things aren't going quite as well as you want them to or progressing as fast as you need them to do or progressing in the right direction at all. You feel like you're in that hamster wheel over and over again. And a lot of times it's because of the team. It's because we don't have the right people on our team or even the right, not even the right people on the team, but like the right positions filled within the company. You need to take a look at your business and think about what functions are not happening that are critical to the success of your growth and hire for what your company needs. There's the thought to hire where you want to go, hire for where you want to go. I heard that advice a lot from business coaches and mentors, like start hiring for positions for the business that you want to have in the future. And it's like, yeah, but if you have foundational positions broken, or if you don't have the cash flow to support that, it can cause major havoc and cash flow issues for you. So I actually don't really love that advice. And so at this pup stage, we have to get really clear on who's on the team, who do we need, how can we systematize that process, help us build a strong team. Personally, too, when we were at the pup stage with Pet Boss Nation, I was distracted. Like, I just got distracted with all the things that Pet Boss Nation could possibly do. And I wanted to help everybody. I was confused and conflicted on who we served and how I talked about the company. And I was expanding a lot. Like, I was investing in all these shows and I was throwing lots of parties and we were spending lots and lots of money. And I had a ton of fun. But it turned out like that stuff, I don't know if it was serving me in the right way. Certainly it still benefited us. There was benefit to it, but was it where I should have been spending the money? Like, I'm still learning. Even though I had been in business before, I was still learning how to handle this new business. And so in the pup phase, we're making all kinds of mistakes with our team, with our cash flow, overspending, distractions. And so to get out of this space, I had to get really focused, less distracted, really committed. I got clear on our branding and our messaging. Okay, we spent even more time honing in on that, developing brand guidelines and copy decks and who it was that we actually helped. I initially wanted to help pet retailers only. I was like, I love retail. I want to go talk to retailers. That's who I was going to serve. And then we started attracting all these different parts of the industry. We were attracting brands and sales reps and pet sitters and dog bloggers and online dog trainers and pet psychics. And really, we were attracting so many different types of people who work in different spaces in the industry. And so I was trying to create things that worked for everybody. And then that just wasn't in alignment with what we needed to do. We got clear and we focused on who our ideal customer is. And now our ideal customer for our programs and what we talk about really supports that local pet business owner, okay? And for people who have five locations or less, or five areas or less that they serve. And that's who we help and support. And once we got clear on who we needed on the team, what everyone's roles were, what we were selling, it was much easier to move the business forward, to spend more time on the things that served us, to spend more money in the places that where we were seeing success already, instead of feeling distracted and overspending and having that squirrel inside the business. I want to say squirrel. I'm sure you've heard that term before, right? Where dogs totally lose it altogether, right? Like we lose as a pet owner, we lose all control over our dogs when they see a squirrel, some of us, and they don't listen to us. We can't ever get them back in alignment and they're chasing off and running after that squirrel. That same things happen inside our businesses, all those distractions that can get in our way that cause us to lose our focus. So the pup has to learn how to rein all that in. And when you do, you move on to the next stage. So stage three of the pet boss journey is becoming the agility star. This agility star, man, you're locally famous. You work hard and you are often winning. So just like a dog who knows enough tricks to go compete in that agility ring, these pet bosses who've reached stage three are skilled in many areas of business. They have a strong team and your leadership is on board with your vision. And the stage managers have earned your trust, so they are able to run day-to-day operations without you. You've taken major leaps and started to let go. Now, high five to all my stage threeers listening right now. This is where we are in Pet Boss Nation. We're currently here. I was able to take off, what was it, like 110 days practically for my maternity leave. That's unheard of. I don't even know that I would do that again if we have a second child, but it was really amazing to know that I did disconnect 100% for about 45 days and the company still ran without me. That is really saying something. That's something to be proud of. So I'm going to give a shout out to my team, my amazing team members who pulled us through that. High five to you guys, because in this space, you ran it without me. You ran that day to day, you kept things moving forward, and I trusted you 100%, and I still do. In this stage, to get here, it really is about getting committed to systems and processes. Systems and processes will set you free. Systems and processes around gaining control in your finances, in your marketing consistency, in how you onboard and train people, how you celebrate your team. Like all of those things are so important, right? And once you are living in this space, in this agility star space, at this point, you're not working as much as you used to, right? That hustle isn't quite as hard as it was in the early years. But now you might be looking for more time off, or you even want to pay yourself even more, or maybe you've got some big investments and some debt you still need to get out of because of maybe debt you've taken on for expansion or growing the business. And now you're really loving life here though, right? Like you could stay here for a very long time. And I meet a lot of pet professionals that have gotten their businesses here. There might be still pieces that they need to fix and new growth opportunities they want to go after. But they're fine here for a while until they're like, I'm fine until I'm ready to retire, because they're taking a good paycheck and they've maybe established some nice perks and health benefits and maybe even 401k for their people, but they enjoy working kind of still full time in this job. And at that point, when I meet people here, we're just looking at how we can make things easier for them. And then what other opportunities might exist that they haven't thought of or aren't taking advantage of yet. So at Pet Boss Nation, some of our goals are that we're actually, even though we have a lot of SOPs, standard operating procedures, spelled out in different places, that's the problem. They're in a lot of different places. We have Dropbox. We've got Google Drive. We use Airtable. Some things are in Trello. We have Slack. And we really need a better project management tool. So we're in the process of investing in our operations and tech and figuring out how, where we can automate, where we can replicate, so that no matter who on the team needs to take time off or come and go, that it's clearly spelled out how we can all fill each other's roles in different pieces of the company. Through that process, when you're in stage three and doing that, is that you can really see where your gaps are, right? The leaks that are popping up in your business boat, they're obvious. And now we have opportunities here to go and fix these leaks, because enough has been done to help you continue to grow your business. But when I meet business owners here who might be seeing a drop in their revenue or a drop in performance, team performance, or something like that, it's not that we need to go find the next new shiny object, right? We don't need to squirrel out again and develop something new. We need to look in our company and find the leaks, find the gaps, follow the money, follow the numbers. I was speaking with one of our private clients in our mastermind, and they were talking about how revenue was down and maybe that they should focus on enrichment daycare and selling that program. And I thought, there has to be other things. Let's look back at what are you doing in the day-to-day. Let's, instead of creating a brand new program we have to go sell, let's look at what's already happening. And we identified that they hadn't really built a sales funnel or a process around the assessment test. Like when dogs come for dog daycare or boarding and they pass their assessment tests, they hadn't developed a system for follow-up to make sure that people either bought something, or if they didn't buy something at that moment, following up with them again to see, get them to get them in and to buy something and use the services. And so that seemed like one of the lowest hanging cash fruit opportunities to go after. And then also looking at customers who hadn't come back in a few months, like, where are they? Let's check in with them. Let's just ask them, what's going on? How's your pet doing? When are we going to see you back in? Can we get a reservation on the books? What's going on? That is really where at this agility star phase, you can find the freedom and time in stage three through either the time you choose to take to work on this stuff, or you have managers in place or team in place to support you, that the day-to-day can still run and you can spend time on these projects, digging deeper and finding these leaks and gaps, because that will continue to build on top of each other, growing your business further and further through the rest of this year and beyond. Also, the agility star, you can be leveraging your biggest opportunities that are in front of you. So at Pet Boss Nation 2, what's for us, helping us get from phase three to phase four, is that we're going to really lean in more into leveraging the huge opportunities that exist now that we are ready for, and growing those even more, like bringing back Camp Pet Boss. That's one. And maybe some other person events that we have ideas for, as well as some other partnerships. Because I have to figure out how to get to stage four, the top dog stage. I've done this now in my previous business, Dogaholics. Haven't quite gotten there yet at Pet Boss Nation, because I'm still the face of the company and I create a lot of the content. And now that I have a growing family, a growing business, growing family, and we have other interests and hobbies and businesses that we've started, like, I have to figure out how to really leverage all my time to continue to serve our clients. So phase four, which we are pushing to strive for and go to, is the top dog status. This is the top of the pinnacle. This is now, when you are at stage four, you are the go-to authority. Here you are accomplished and you are proud and you are leading the pack. Okay. You have reached business mastery and successfully built your company to operate 100% in your absence. You are officially the owner and visionary. You are not the operator. You are not the operator. You can come and go from your business as you please. You found a way to build a very profitable business that pays you a generous salary. And now you can think about what is next. But at this stage, you still could use support and help. It is an awesome place to be in. I have been in this stage for many years inside Dogaholics. It's really getting to that stage is what allowed me to travel the world and allowed me to build Pet Boss Nation. If I hadn't have gotten to that top dog stage in Dogaholics, this company wouldn't be here and it wouldn't be where it is now. Okay. So amazing things can happen when you get to this stage, but you still need support. Because here you might be having issues going on, but you don't want to discuss it maybe in a public place, like in free Facebook groups or inside even the Pep Boss Club. Maybe you're looking for the mastermind or you're looking for more one-on-one support. At this stage too, now cash flow is usually real strong and really positive, and you can get access to capital fairly easily. And so here now you can really start to think about, okay, what new opportunities exist? How am I going to expand? What new revenue ideas can I implement? What are my bigger goals? For me, I'm motivated about getting to this next stage because I think it'll really allow me to be even more creative again in the types of things that we offer. Maybe even thinking about entirely new wings or divisions or departments. You just never know, right? So I have to get even more under control in the systems and the processes in our company so that the team can get even more ahead. I need to be removing roadblocks that my team might be facing or challenges that they're facing in their tasks so that their jobs become easier to achieve the goals that we have set forth for the company. So that's still work that I'm working on and trying to improve my skill set and my ability and my habits to make that happen for the team, for the whole company, which ultimately will benefit who? You, our listeners, you, our customers, our club members, and the industry at whole. So I wanted to walk through this whole Pep Boss journey concept to help remind you that things take time. They just do. They take a long time. And I want you to know that if you're in the early stages, progress will happen. You can achieve your goals. You can make whatever you want happen for you. And if you are farther along in business, look back and celebrate what you've achieved. This is reminding me actually of something somebody said to me not that long ago. It was so sweet. It reminded me of just being proud of how far we've come, because in the very beginning of me starting Pep Boss Nation, nobody knew who we were, right? Nobody knew who I was except my local Chicago market. Same thing when I had my pet businesses. I opened up in a very busy shopping district and I was half underground. The retail storefront, you had to go down 3 or 4 steps to get into my storefront. Like, we were hidden. Nobody knew who we were. At the beginning, really, you're that lone wolf. You're like your town's best kept secret, actually. And you're really a secret because nobody knows about you. But same thing here at Pep Boss. And so the work that we did over time, and like I've said, you've heard the growth of Pep Boss Nation and the successes that we've built together as a team and as a client base. And I was on a call with another industry professional and she was like, I'm just so excited right now. And I was like, why? She goes, because I'm the local town theater actor talking to Brad Pitt. I was like, I just thought that was the cutest thing, made me giggle. And then it reinforced that I have done this a long time now. It's been 7 years and I've done the work and we've grown the business and I've honed in on our craft. And like I said, built the team, and I'm not quite at the end of what this company is going to look like. I really can't wait to see what keeps pushing forward when we start to think about, again, that if not you, then who, and if not now, then when, that we're all going to be implementing in our businesses and in our life this spring. But it was just a fun moment when she shared that with me, to think that, oh, that's what somebody in the industry thinks of the work that we've done, and that they're excited and hopeful for the work that they are now doing and where they want to go and what they want to build in their businesses. Keep pushing forward. Celebrate your small victories, because these small victories will be crucial for your long-term success and motivation. Continue learning, adapting where needed inside this industry as things that are out of your control get thrown at you. What does your future look like here in the industry? Where do you want to be? And what steps can you take to prepare for that moment? I want to thank you for tuning in here today with me. I want to hear your thoughts, where you are in your journey, how this podcast has inspired you or helped you. I want to hear your experiences. I want to hear your questions. I want to make sure that you are part of our community. So you have a variety of ways that you can do that. You can do that by leaving us a review and telling us how Pep Boss Nation and this podcast has impacted your pet business and your motivation and inspiration. You can join us in our free Facebook group community. Just search Pep Boss under the groups section on Facebook and join the conversation there with thousands of almost 6,000 or more. Actually, it was over 6,000 pet professionals. You could join us inside the Pep Boss Club by visiting petbossclub.com and getting access to all the resources that continue to help and have helped hundreds of pet professionals grow their revenue and reclaim their lives. You could come say hi to me at one of the trade shows that you'll see me at, or connect with us in the DMs on social media. You could download this podcast so that you don't miss any future episodes, and you could share the podcast with fellow prep professionals. If you could give me anything for my birthday, it would be one of those things. All right, now it's time to cut the cake. So we'll blow out these birthday candles. Thank you for being here today with me, and I will see you on the next episode of the Pep Boss Podcast. I have over two decades worth of experience as a small business owner, and I've helped thousands of pet professionals see success with the strategies and tips that we share. But I bet 100% that you have a question for me. You have a burning business question that you just wish I would record a podcast episode about. Well, now is your chance. We have a website that you can visit where you can submit a question for me that I might record an episode all about. So if you have that burning business question, don't hide it any longer. Share it with me by visiting askpetboss.com. That's askpetboss.com. And tell me your question, and it just may turn into a future podcast episode.